Triple J Goodnotes
with Bridget Huswaite.
So lovely to have you on Triple J so we can get to know you a bit more. I mean, we first started playing your music. We started playing Tragic Love and now Happiness in Liquid Form, which has just been such a vibrant spark through the speakers.
That was sick. I remember seeing Tragic Love like last year, getting played. I was like, mate, this is great. I love Triple J.
Do you?
And I've always like actually watched Triple J like on YouTube and stuff. So it was like a huge moment.
Oh, so you've been lurking on what, like Aversions and stuff like that?
Oh my God. Every day, right? I always like listen to songs and like I'll put in my notepads, like cover this for like Aversion and stuff. I'm not even joking. I have like tons of them.
Oh my God, what's on your list?
If I ever got asked. There's a lot of like big star stuff, like 13 and stuff like that. And also like a bunch of, I don't know, maybe even do AC/DC or something. Oh. If I ever like really wanted to go proper like Aussie or something.
I love that you are dreaming of this. We have to make this happen when you can come. When
since I was like 12 or 13, I've always wanted to do it, especially seeing like Kevin Parker do it and stuff.
Yeah, that's so cool. Oh, well, it's really nice to hear that you're a bit of a Triple J fan. How did you get into music? I understand your dad had a bit of an influence, right?
Yeah. My dad, he has like this huge collection of guitars. So it was kind of like I had to basically play stuff because it was stupid to just like sit there and just like ignore them. So yeah, I used to play guitars quite a bit, but I always liked drums, and my dad didn't want to get me a kit straight away because like I'd just make too much noise in the house as like an 8-year-old. So we waited around a bit, and then eventually when he realized that I definitely wanted to get one, because it had been like years later and I'm still really into it, I took up the drums. That was my main instrument, and I have this thing like drums has to be like, it's like the priority in my songs.
That's so interesting. So you start with the drums and then build on that.
Yeah, I have to make sure that I get the best drum sound. Like, wow. I could spend days on it. I'll do lyrics last. Lyrics normally comes last. Like, vocals is the last thing I ever do.
Wow, that's so interesting. That's
so it can change the mood of the song completely, which is really crazy.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, that's the beauty of music. Like, I love hearing songs that, you know, could be super upbeat or whatnot, and then they have a real dark, deep or sad, like, you know, narrative behind it. Yeah.
That's like my favorite thing, where it's like juxtaposed in terms of like the sound and the meaning.
Yeah, totally.
I love that. I always try and do that.
Cool.
It's great.
Well, how have your listening habits evolved? Like, you know, what you grew up listening to, did you really notice genres much like coming into your teens, or did you ever feel a pressure maybe in like a social setting to just like one style of music, or were you just a mixed bag?
Oh man, it's always been a mixed bag. Like, when I was a kid, I used to listen to like Rush and King Crimson and Yes. And then I got to like Led Zeppelin. Then I got into like a lot of like pop music and stuff as well. So it was just like a big melting pot. And that's kind of what I like doing with the music side of things. Because I really like how sugary pop can be, but then how like dark and dry like a rock song can be. So it's all about mixing that and blending it, I guess. It's crazy how people are still like forming new genres and stuff as well.
Yeah, there's like a million really subgenres cool. Under even just like bedroom pop now, you know.
Yeah, God, not bedroom pop.
I feel like that's such a, I don't know, I feel like it's almost getting used too much now, bedroom pop. Do you?
That's exactly what I think.
Yeah, because like you've been labeled it too.
Yeah, but I've never seen myself as it. Like, I write music in my bedroom and stuff, but people just use bedroom pop to get successful. Like, you can chuck something on SoundCloud, and as long as you put hashtag bedroom pop, you're like going to get a few more plays out of it. I guess it's just kind of overused a bit, but I do love people that actually make genuine, really great bedroom pop, but I just don't, you know, it's quite an overused thing nowadays.
Totally. Yeah. Everyone's rinsing it. Bridget on Triple J. We just heard Happiness in Liquid Form by Alfie Templeman, who is on Zoom right now. So Alfie, you wrote this song with Justin from The Vaccines, right?
I did, yeah.
How did this happen?
He basically started with Chess Club, the label that I'm on, and I think Will, my label manager, he was just like, you should write something with him. So we kind of just linked up. We went down to London and just wrote it and recorded it in a day. got in the studio, I started playing some chords, and he was like thinking of like lyrics, and it just happened.
Wow.
Instantly.
That's so cool. It's just so fun. Like whenever it comes on, we always have like a little dance in the studio. It just really stands out, which is so cool.
Great.
And, you know, you've got another song that you collabed with Coach Party on. I mean, who else would you want to work with? Do you love collaboration? Are you more open to doing that?
I love it when it's like when you think it makes a huge difference, like Coach Party did to the song and stuff. I try to do it only if it's very necessary because I like do everything by myself in a way. I'm quite controlling with my own music, but I'd love to like produce for other people and collaborate in that sense.
Do you have a dream list in your phone for that too? I feel like you got a lot of tabs. So what you want to achieve?
Oh man, I'm sure I do. Yeah.
Well, name some people who you reckon you'd want to work with.
I mean, it's like it's too much of a reach, but like huge people like Mac DeMarco and Kevin Parker and stuff like that. I'd love to do stuff with and just go crazy with. I don't know, a bunch of like cool underground independent artists as well. That'd be great. There's so many, I can't even like think of them from the top of my head, but I don't know, like Bane's World, Michael Sayer, all of these kind of people. I don't know, it's just cool like bringing your ideas to other people's ideas in a way, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Well, this EP, which is coming out next month, so Happiness in Liquid Form is the title track. What else can we expect? And what's different about this release? Because you've already got a couple of EPs under your belt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this would be my fourth one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy. It hasn't even been 2 years yet, so it's quite a lot of records to get out in that time. But yeah, this one's crazy because if you listen to it as a whole, there's six songs on it. Every single one of them is like different. It's got a complete different vibe to the one before, but they all kind of like bond together. It's kind of, I think Jimmy Page was saying from Led Zeppelin, he was saying that he wants, like, when he did the first Led Zeppelin record, he wanted it so the first song would set up the next song, so they all went together perfectly. And that's basically what I tried to do with this. You've got a lot of like funky bits in it, like Happiness is quite sugary and disco pop kind of stuff, and then you've also got like the classic kind of indie soft ballads. There's one called Maybe This Is Time where it's really like soft and kind of like the Beatles-y, Todd Rundgren-y. So yeah, it's all about mixing and matching, I guess.
Wow, yeah, it seems just like it's a really fun experimental project for you. So, I mean, four EPs, you're 17. I am assuming you're sitting on a truckload of music that we haven't even heard yet. Like, how many unreleased demos have you got in the works? If you could put a number on it. What?
I've got 1,000 demos and it's not an exaggeration.
You've actually counted?
I have that much music. Yeah, it's literally that many. Because this is all from like boredom. This is the only thing that I like doing, you see. So it's literally from like as a kid, but I guess the last like 3 or 4 years, I've literally just recorded like every day, made songs every day. Because it only takes me a day to actually make a song. I'll do it after school and by the end of the evening, it's done. So yeah, because I never really liked gaming and stuff, so I just made a song instead, and now I've got like 1,000 of them. So some of them will go into albums and some of them will go like into like EPs, and other bits will go into like little demo records I'll release in the future, I guess.
Wow.
There's so much stuff.
Well, sick. Well, we can't wait to hear, I mean, all of this other music that you're sitting on outside of this EP. But yeah, we're very excited for that one dropping on the 15th of July. And then, yeah, hopefully once it's safe, you can come to Australia. We like top of the list, maybe.
Oh my God, I would love to. You literally are at the top of the list, so...
Elvie, it's been so lovely to chat and to get you to know you a bit better. And
thank
thanks
you
so much.
Bridget. Thank you. It's been great.
This is Good Nights with Bridget Huswaite on Triple J.